The Minneapolis police officer charged with the murder of George Floyd when he knelt on his neck is now being held on a more serious charge of second-degree murder. The Minneapolis attorney general also just announcing here within the last hour that the three police officers seen standing by and watching the crime will be charged with aiding and abetting murder, and arrest warrants have been issued for them. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jim Hammer, former member of the San Francisco Police Commission and former assistant district attorney for San Francisco. Mr. Hammer, thanks for joining us this afternoon. How unusual is it for charges to be upgraded like this in the case of the first officer who was arrested?
Well, you know, typically a prosecutor, if he can or she can, gets the charges right at the first charge. But for obvious reasons, there was an exigent circumstance to get this thing done, get him charged, get him arrested. So I don't think anything's improper about it. Listen, if they'd done it day one, there would have been an accusation of a rush to judgment, right, that they didn't take the right time. So I think they took about the right time of a week to look at it carefully, to have examined the evidence, and the charges as they stand now, I think, look pretty solid.
Earlier, we dipped into the news conference that is still ongoing with the Minnesota Attorney General, Keith Ellison, and he talked about the fact that the evidence is there. I'd like your opinion on that, and also if you could comment, I know some have worried, at least they did at the outset, about getting a conviction if the police officers were overcharged.
Yeah, that's a really good point to make about overcharging. Again, where there's a lot of public interest and frankly, outrage and anger about this case, when you look forward to the trial, whether it's in a year, year and a half, that's going to be one of the arguments, isn't it, that this is just community pressure, and that's why these charges were brought. So the prosecutors have to be super careful to get this just right and not overdo it. Listen, I think when you look at what they're charged with now, the lead officer is charged with, as you said, second-degree murder. In that state, it's essentially felony murder, that he was committing this assault that is an unlawful use of force against this poor man, and in the course of that he died. That the other three aided and abetted that they knew what was going on and they intended to help him assault that guy. It's not easy to convict a police officer, right? Most people side with the cops as opposed to somebody else. So it's a tough case for prosecutors. What's unusual is we have a videotape, not just one, but three different videotapes of this incident. And you can hear him saying, "I can't breathe." Again, it's hard to imagine anyone thinks it's okay when a man's begging for breath to keep your knee on his neck after he's unconscious. It's a really awful, awful case. So among cases that you're going to prosecute a cop, this looks like a pretty strong one on the surface.
What kind of penalties are we talking about here when it comes to second-degree murder, and particularly when it comes to aiding and abetting murder? How serious are those charges?
Super, super serious, almost as serious as it gets. So the prior charge that Officer Chauvin was charged with, the third-degree murder, carries 25 years. This new charge, 40 years in prison. Whether or not he gets that, you know, who knows, but it doesn't get more serious than that. Aiding and abetting, if you aid and abet a crime, someone's going to commit a robbery and you help them, you're just as guilty as the perpetrator. So if those other three officers are convicted, again, they could face a similar sentence. Listen, what I predict is going to happen, we don't know exactly, especially those other officers, what they were thinking, what they were doing. There might be extenuating circumstances that we don't know about yet, or they tried something. It doesn't look like it, but if it did, the way I think this will play out is one or two of those officers might end up getting a deal for a lesser amount of time. But they're all in very, very serious trouble, and I think stand a pretty good chance of conviction.
Jim Hammer, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mr. Hammer, the former member of the San Francisco Police Commission and former assistant district attorney for San Francisco.